Well, hello, everyone. It is time for another beautiful podcast here on the Just a Kid from Idaho podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about something that I'm not an expert at, which seems to be what I talk about most of this podcast. But I think we're all improving and nobody's perfect. So take it for what it's worth. I am constantly working on this, and I think that so the topic today that I've chosen is empathy, right? How can we, why is empathy needed? Why should you show more empathy? And what power comes when we're all a little bit more empathetic? Man, it's hard. It's hard sometimes to be able to understand what other people are going through. But if you, I guarantee you, if you ask the person next to you or your neighbors, or you get into some really deep conversations with people that you know, you're going to come across some conversations that or experiences that they're having or have had that will blow you away, just because I feel like everybody is going through something, or has gone through something challenging or traumatic in the last 5 years, and it affects them each day. One person that my wife and I have been listening to a lot lately is a lady by the name of Brené Brown. She is a qualitative researcher, so meaning she doesn't necessarily take a ton of numbers, but it's more conversations that she has and people and looks for the correlations between them. And she's done such a great job. One of my favorite things is that she has done is she has a YouTube. I mean, she's well-known author, and we've listened to her books on tape, but one of my favorite things is some of her simple little 3 minute, 4 minute clips on YouTube. One of her clips is a clip called Shame Versus Guilt. So I highly recommend that. I'll probably put that in the links in the episode profile so you can check them out. But also she has a really great one about the difference between empathy and sympathy, and why one is different than the other. So empathy fuels connection. When you show somebody empathy, it allows you to really make a connection with that person. When you show somebody sympathy, sympathy drives connection. So sympathy is kind of a good step into empathy, but empathy provides the real connection that you search for when you're able to empathize with somebody. So one thing that she says in this clip, and you can Google it, it's just Google empathy, sympathy, Brené Brown, and you'll be able to find the different topic that you're looking for, and it'll come right up. But what she says is that, so she gives some examples, right, of, and she states this claim, and I think it's extremely accurate. She says empathy doesn't involve at least. So she gives this example of a woman who comes to her and says, "I just had, I just had a miscarriage." And somebody that has no empathy would say things like, "Well, at least you can get pregnant," which, it makes me cringe. Just kind of that conversation. We've had friends who have, had miscarriages or have had trouble, getting pregnant, and I think that's a challenge that many young couples in our society face today. I think now more than ever, or it's more more prevalent, or I notice it more maybe because of social media, but so that wouldn't be a good thing to say. Something to say to somebody that had a miscarriage is, you know, probably, "I'm so sorry that you've gone through that," or "I'm sorry to hear that. How can I help you?" Little things like that are to show empathy. Another example that she gives is somebody comes up to her in a counseling session and says, "I'm really struggling in my marriage." And somebody with no empathy would say, "Well, at least you're married." You know, so those are some two quick examples of non-empathetic statements. And I think most of the time, you know, we all have different experiences in our lives, and most of them are not like the other. I'll give you an example. My parents divorced when I was 24, and my wife's parents divorced when she was really young. I think she was younger than one. I think she was 8 months old, but I might have to fact check that one. But regardless, my parents' divorce can't be compared to my wife's, even though they both went through a divorce. They were at different times in their lives. I was older. She was younger. She didn't know what's going on. I knew what was going on. You know, it's a completely different subject. So I can't say, I know what you're going through, because really, you don't. And you know, that might be a semi-sympathetic statement to say that, you know, I know what you're going through. But if you're truly showing empathy, which allows you to make connection, you would say something like, "I'm sorry, I don't know what you're going through. I have some similar experiences, but I truly don't know what that feels like. That must be hard." So my challenge, I guess, is for you to try to find some way that you can show empathy to others. This could be a spouse, this could be a child, and practice it. It takes some. It's really hard. It's really hard to, especially if you're in the wrong, or if you're the one making the mistake, or you're the one that's caused the pain. It's really hard to say, to be empathetic or not defend yourself. But things like, you know, "Thank you for being so brave and for telling me that can't be easy." You know, what truly makes, for me, what makes life better is the connections that we can make. And that doesn't always have to be a personal connection. We can connect in a lot of different areas of our lives. You know, you can connect physically, you know, with yourself by exercising or taking a nap, or, you know, mentally you can read or meditate, or spiritually you can meditate as well, or you can pray, or you can, you know, whatever you do, that you find ways to connect. Some of my favorite ways to connect are emotionally, where you can kind of feel your emotions by either listening to music or writing in a journal, checking in with yourself, kind of noticing where you're feeling certain emotions, or talking to others even about how you feel. Relationally, you can, you know, if you want to connect with your significant other, going on dates is a great way to connect. My wife and I try to do that at least once a week if we can, but it's important to make that time for each other with no kids around to talk and to continue to get to know each other and continue dating. Calling someone could also be a great way to connect relationally, or developing relationships with your kids, getting to know them, getting into some creative elements of their lives, drawing with them, coloring with them, whatever it might be. You can connect sexually as well, as you know. That's unique to each person and their partner. But I think it's important to recognize also things that aren't connections. I have definitely some things that I've felt through the years were connecting, and they were definitely not connecting. They're essentially called mind numbing activities, and that allows for you to use other things to connect that aren't necessarily healthy. There were times in my life where I was connecting with food, for example, when I felt, I mean, I think this can happen to anybody, but when you're not connecting with a person, you start maybe looking for a good bowl of ice cream or a soda or any kind of drink or, you know, whatever floats your boat, I guess. But spending habits, gambling, video games have also been a challenge of mine. I mean, it's okay to play video games. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I think it's important to balance it and be in control and not have to. I probably play once or twice a week, max. And it's usually when my wife is gone and the kids are in bed. I think it's a great way for me to have some self-care, but I don't think it's a way to connect. There's no way to, I'm not connecting with anybody. It's kind of a virtual reality. And it can be dangerous if not controlled. I think movies can be a way that is unhealthy to connect as well. And, you know, we get back to empathy and connection. You know, movies portray a lot of things that we think are true, or the way that we think our lives should be, or how perfect we think our lives should be, or how we should have this fairy tale ending. And sometimes some people have those. But just keeping it real with you right now, you know, life is not a fairy tale. I think life is what you make it. And I think the reasons why I am happy in my life is because I recognize what's real and what's kind of a fake reality that is portrayed. A lot of that comes as well from social media. I think social media can be a great thing, but at times we think we are connecting with people, and we're truly not. I mean, you think about the people that you're friends with on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and I'm guilty of this as anybody else, but you see somebody in public that you're following on Instagram, how often do you go up to them and start a conversation about their lives or something that, some deep conversations that you talk about? You might have a group of friends that you're connected with, but if you're not willing to talk to that person in public, my viewpoint is that you probably shouldn't be friends on Facebook or social media, because you're not benefiting from each other and from the connection point of view. So empathy and connection, they go hand in hand, and they're both essential to be healthy and grateful and just overall happy people. So I'll put some YouTube links in the comments if I'm able to. Never really tried that, so I'm going to try to get the links for the two Brene Brown videos that I love. But hopefully you learned something today. Hopefully I didn't make a fool of myself. And hopefully you understand that I am not perfect in any of these areas, but they are things that I have learned. And I think it's worth sharing, and it's something that everyone can benefit from. So this is the Just a Kid from Idaho podcast, and me signing off. Make it a great day.